In a world filled with war, hate, suffering, and Justin Bieber.
तुमसे ना हो पाएगा।
एक दुनिया, दो यार, उनको है फिल्मों से प्यार। और एक पिक्चर बन गई दीवार।
मेरे पास माल।
They feud, you decide. It's time for Film Feud Bollywood.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Film Feud Bollywood, the podcast where we debate your favorite Bollywood movies. I'm Vidur.
And I'm Vikram.
Hey Vikram, how are you doing?
Pretty good, man. What about you yourself?
Oh, myself doing very well. Very excited to feuds you this self.
Arey, Vidur, when did you came, yaar?
Oh, I came just right now and I made friendship with this one girl, bro.
Okay, back to podcast.
Oh, podcast. Hey, mind telling the good folk what we're doing here, Vikram?
You, our listeners.
Or the good folk, as I said.
The good folk select a movie for us, a Bollywood movie, and we toss a coin. Heads argues for that movie and tails argues against.
That's right. Not just any coin. The film feud coin.
Ba, ba, ba.
That's not at all what it sounds like. But okay. Do you know what a coin is, Vikram? It's this thing that you can do some mining for and then you get...
So we toss a Bitcoin.
We toss a Bitcoin.
Nice. Nice. Up in that blockchain and shit.
Well, yeah. And the movie that we're going to be feuding over today is Hera Fairy.
Hera Fairy.
2000... And Zeros, Priyadarshan classic.
It's that old?
Hera Fairy. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 2000, yeah.
Oh, man.
You know what that means? We're that old. Because I'm pretty sure I saw this movie pretty close to when it came out. Not in the theater, but at least on TV, like within a year or two after it came out. Very uncharacteristically, I will admit, I think I remember loving this movie. But I was 12 years old. So it's hard to say. I'm not committing myself either way.
Yeah, I'll jump in that boat with you too, man.
You remember loving the movie too?
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, I remember both of us loving the movie since we went to high school together. So this is going to be a good, fun, high-stakes coin to us, right?
Yeah, I am definitely looking forward to it. So I can't wait to get that out of the way, though.
Why don't we do it right now? Shall we toss this coin?
Let's do it.
So I'm going to be tossing the coin. Heads means I argue for Hera Fairy and tails mean I argue against. Let's do this. And it's tails. And it's been a while since I saw Hera Fairy. So I am happy to go and revaluate.
Happy.
Fresh, unbiased. No, I'm not wearing teenager goggles this time when I'm watching this.
Okay.
So we're going to watch Hera Fairy again.
Well, technically, you weren't a teenager when you saw this.
That's right. Worse, I was like a sixth grader. What does a sixth grader know about movies anyway?
I am so stoked. I'm for this movie.
Dude, any Bollywood movie in 2000, it just doesn't stand a chance. It's the worst period of Indian cinema.
I don't think you remember this movie. I obviously didn't divulge everything about this movie or what I knew about it earlier, but I remember this movie pretty well. I've seen it multiple times apart from when it came out. And it holds up, man. It's one of the funnier ones, for sure.
Oh, of course it is now. Now you're divulging stuff. Very convenient. Fine. Why don't we just go ahead and watch the movie and then figure it out?
Yeah, let's do it.
But before we do, let's not forget to thank our sponsors for this episode.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely nothing is possible without our sponsors. I'm glad you brought that up, Vidur. Who's our sponsor for this week?
Oh, so this week, our sponsors are actually this dating service. It's very unique. Like, you know, in the US, you have things like JDate and Christian Mingle. You know, like niche online dating.
Uh-huh.
So this isn't exactly online. This is very old school dating. Actually, only for Punjabis.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's nothing online, like I said. They actually set you up. So your parents set you up with your potential partner's parents. But dating, though. Not like marriage or anything.
Okay.
And it's a very special service for Punjabis.
Okay.
And they're sponsoring our episode.
Okay, so that's it? Do they have a name?
Yeah, of course it has a name.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah, it's called Bhatinder.
Bhatinder.
Bhatinder, yeah.
So like Tinder for people from Bhatinda and other places in Punjab.
There's no correlation to Tinder or Bhatinda. I mean, Tinder is just a happy coincidence. It just happens to be the name of another dating
Obviously,
service.
Obviously, Bhatinda has been around for way longer, right?
Yeah. they just, you know, pretender was actually, it's just one of those things, you know, how all these Indian, like, Ayurveda and, right, like, the mathematical systems, they're actually older than all the Western ones, but they don't get enough credit. You always think they copied it. So, yeah, Bartender was actually one of the first dating services. And then, you know, some other ones came around and took them online. But they have sponsored our episode. It's quite exciting, actually.
Okay, so what did Bartender give us?
So, they were willing to give us cash, but I actually turned that down because I'm all about, you know, meaning in life. You know, cash is not the be all and end all. Money doesn't buy happiness.
Mm-hmm.
It does buy equipment though, but that's for a future episode to worry about.
Okay, so just want to cut you short there, man, before you go on. I feel like every time you try and get a sponsor for us, we pretty much get nothing out of it.
We got a free consultation and they're gonna match our profiles to a cutie.
That's beneficial. How exactly?
By the way, the women on the platform, Bartender, they call actually cuties.
Oh, so like, okay.
And the men are called mushtandes. Bartender, matching mushtandes and cuties since 1991.
So you signed us up to be two mushtandas on Bartender.
For free.
For free.
Yeah.
Which you think is a steal deal.
It really is. Thank you so much, Bartender, for sponsoring this episode.
Yeah, with absolutely nothing. I think we're going to have to put a stop on your getting sponsors.
Why not? They get exposure and we get potential exposure.
Oh, man. Can't argue that, I guess. Okay. Thanks, Bartender, for absolutely nothing and everything at the same time.
Thank you so much. With that, let's go watch this movie. What do you say?
I'm stoked, man. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Time for Hera Fairy.
Dude, what a movie. Very rare when a movie surpasses my expectations of how good it is even before I watch it.
Keep going.
I had a smile on my face throughout this movie, except for the times when I was just laughing my ass off. You do it too. Just don't deny it, man. Just say it.
Keep going.
What are you going to do now? Like, for the next half an hour, what are you going to talk about? I don't get it. I'm just...
Are you done? Shadi kar li movie se?
Bro, if I wish, man, rather than the Bartender cuties, dude, if I could get this movie to marry, oh my God. So good. Priyadarshan, man, genius. I always underestimated him. I never held him in high esteem. And then now that I'm rewatching these movies, mainly because of this podcast, oh my God, dude, what a guy.
Are you quite done?
I am.
This movie made me hate this show, Film Feud Bollywood.
Wow.
Because I would have just gone to my grave thinking this is a good movie, never rewatching it, never realizing what dog shit this movie is. And you know what? I won this feud within the first 10 minutes because the movie started. I'm feeling a little nostalgic. Within the first 10 minutes, Sunil Shetty goes to a bank. It's some boring scene. Okay, fine. That's the premise of the movie. And then 7-minute song, which is Akshay Kumar Daydream. Like the epitome of 90s and clearly 2000 Bollywood. Just the worst song. The worst. Can you even call that cinematography? I mean, it would be wrong to call that cinematography. Like, the backup dancers are doing some other steps. 7 minutes that whole song lasts. I'm like 10 minutes in, I won the feud.
is that what your against argument is going to be based on the songs? Because right off the bat, I can tell you right now, I didn't care much for the songs.
What do you mean you didn't care much for the songs? I watched the movie again like I was supposed to, and I watched all the songs like I'm supposed to.
It is
torture.
I said I didn't care for the songs. I saw all the songs.
All the songs?
Yeah, I didn't care much for them.
What did you take from the song? Nothing. What did you take with you?
They weren't that good, and they didn't enhance the story.
Did you realize
that much?
The leitmotif throughout all the songs?
Yeah, I did.
Was, please.
They sucked.
There you go. I'm winning this feud to begin with. Every song has one sound effect that it focuses on. For this daydreaming song, it was something chan chan ana chan chan, which honestly I've actually blocked from my mind.
Chan 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 na na ni.
There we go. Six and a half. You know what? You know what? Just keep doing this for 6.5 minutes and everybody will vote for me to win this feud.
But I won't because that's the movie. The songs aren't the movie at all. The songs are only there to please the Indian audience at that point in time because that's what they were used to.
Who are these people who are getting pleased? I know we've just started talking about it, but I have to jump to the song that defines this movie. Main ladki pom pom pom, tu ladka pom pom pom. What are you doing? Stop getting into this song. This is the worst song I've ever heard. And the picturization of this song. Oh my God. Tabu. Tabu? Is that how you say her name?
Tabu, bro. It's the Meryl Streep of India.
The Meryl Streep of India. The finest actress of our generation. And the previous generation. Ba-ba-bow. And probably generations Ba-ba-bow. To come.
Ba-ba-bow.
Shut.
Ba-ba-bow.
The Dude. How did that song even come to be? How did she agree to it? Like, this actress who had been in amazing movies like, I can't remember them right now, Chandni Bar. I don't know if that had come out here. She's amazing. And can you just imagine going to her and she's like, oh, you're going to be in this song? And it's called Pom Pom Pom. And by the way, so it's going to last for about 7 minutes. And in those 7 minutes, we'll have seven outfit changes. Oh, and Asrani will be supplying you each outfit in an attempt to woo Sunil Shetty. And so Tabu's like, oh, so each outfit will be more and more flattering, right? They're like, no, actually, we're going for the opposite. Each outfit will be less and less flattering. By the end of it, you'll have your belly hanging out of the weirdest, most colorful thing you've ever seen. We will slowly build towards skin show that actually doesn't do you good. Oh, and by the way, the whole time you'll be going, pa-pa-pow, 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 pa-pa-pow.
Vidur, my friend, two things, okay? Firstly, the entire rant, I had po-po-po going in my head and I was grooving, okay? Secondly, this entire argument about the songs, it's very unbecoming of you.
What?
I think we need to stop here. This movie isn't the songs, right? There's so much more to it. The songs are not even 1% of the value this movie provides. So, I mean, let's just move on, man. Come on, let's just move on.
Firstly, it's a very strong word you used, unbecoming. But I think it's very perfect. This movie's unbecoming of everybody who's in it. It's unbecoming of Tabu for sure. It's literally like Meryl Streep doing po-po-po. And it's unbecoming of Paresh Rawal, one of the finer actors of our generation, who's devolving himself into this slapstick. I agree that, you know, back then he was mostly used for this, but it's just unbecoming of him. It's unbecoming of even Anna for that matter. Even Sunil Shetty is too good for this. Namrata Shirodkar, who's in an item number in this movie, it's unbecoming of her to be in this movie.
Oh, God, did you just... You hurt me right now, man. How did you say that about Paresh Rawal? Babu Rao Ganpat Rao Aapte.
Okay.
Was slapstick.
It was.
And it was unbecoming of him. It's his best role till date. Absolute best role till date. Babu Rao Ganpat Rao Aapte. Ye Babu Rao ka style
hai. I think some of his dialogues are pretty epic. But it is slapstick. Let's not pretend that it's not slapstick. I mean, so some of the dialogues and jokes, like I wrote down, literally, it's like that typical Indian slapstick, you know, the Hindi play comedy where it's like, oh, tu Ram ho ya Sham ho ya kaun sa bhi aam ho, mere ko kuch farak nahi padta. That is slapstick. That is broad. The comedy in this movie is broad. It's like broader than Rikishi Fatu.
What? Rikishi Fatu. That's a name I haven't heard in decades. Could you please illuminate who that gentleman is?
It's broader than Big Show, bro.
Oh, wrestling, huh? Moving on from wrestling, and I want to stay on Paresh Rawal a little bit more here because I feel like all the points you mentioned were just baseless and stupid. Babu Rao Ganpat Rao Aapte, aka Jai Maharashtra. Do you remember the time when he said Jai Maharashtra? It's so hilarious. Every dialogue he delivers, it's so convincing. It's so funny. I mean, I don't remember the last time I was in such a good mood when I watched a movie. And especially till the end of the movie. It's not like this movie like drops down in the third act. It's one of those rare movies where the third act is as refreshing and funny as the first even. It's just...
Wait a minute. The third act is so typical of Hindi movies and Hindi comedy movies that are in turn inspired from these Hindi plays. Which brings me to the Did It Better.
Okay.
Andaaz Apna Apna Did It Better.
Did what better?
The whole comedy, slapstick comedy. In fact, Paresh Rawal himself was equally good, if not better, in Andaaz Apna Apna. Jaane Bhi Do Yaaro did it better. And the third act of Jaane Bhi Do Yaaro is very similarly epic. It involves like crazy hullabaloo. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the one thing Jaane Bhi Do Yaaro doesn't bother with is like this drama of like Sunil Shetty and Tabu and Akshay Kumar and his mother. Instead, it's like social satire, so it works much better. I think I haven't seen this in a while, but if Hera Fairy is this bad, then probably Fir Hera Fairy did it better, for all I know.
Right. I feel like you should go back and watch Fir Hera Fairy. It definitely did
nothing better. Okay, Fir Hera Fairy probably sucks, because if Hera Fairy sucks. But some of Priyadarshan's own movies did it better. The movie Hangama did it better. Do you remember Hangama with Akshay Khanna?
I just threw up a little in my mouth right now.
Paresh Rawal had a better performance in Hangama. It was more nuanced. It was more of a character. This is just like, oh, look, this is Babu Rao. Like, he just keeps switching between being a Jewish mother and, like, basically a Jewish happy-go-lucky kumbaya Hakuna Matata guy. Because at one point he's like, oh, yeah, I need the rent. The second point he's just like, oh, chill. Khambala, khamba, daru, daru.
I mean, may I stop you there? See,
yes.
When you were comparing it to Andaz Apna Apna and Jaane Bhi Do Yaaro, that's actually great for Hera Fairy, because you're comparing them to two absolutely, like,
I'm not pearls. Comparing. I'm saying did it better.
I agree they did it better. It's like saying The Godfather did better, but this is
Masti did it better.
No, it did not.
Golmaal starring Ajay Devgan did it better.
As soon as you reached Hangama is when you started overreaching and try to prove your point. Obviously, Jaane Bhi Do Yaaro and Andaz Apna Apna did it better. They were great movies. They're absolute pearls in history of Bollywood. Firstly, I think Babu Rao Ganpat Rao Apte was a better character as compared to Teja. Teja mai hu, maar kidhar hai. You know, Teja. I think Paresh Rawal did way better in this movie. I agree about Andaz Apna Apna and Jaane Bhi Do Yaaro completely. They're great movies. And Hera Fairy is not supposed to, like, you know,
even come close. Of course, it is supposed to. That's what it's trying to.
Oh, it does come close. Surpass them is what I meant actually here. And I just want to talk about Paresh Rawal a little bit more, because there seems to be a bone of contention here in terms of the actor and his acting prowess.
I was going to, when I was halfway through the movie, I was going to grant you Paresh Rawal, because I was like, yeah, look, what a cool character, he's committed. And then the characterization doesn't remain stable. And then the acting becomes more and more slapstick. So I knew I wouldn't do it.
How so? How does it,
what do you mean, how
become
so
unstable?
Oh, ye shaitan hi sham hai. Or like the joke level is like, oh, tera naam kya hai? Oh, Babu bhaiya ta mera naam hai. Like, well, what is this comedy, dude? Like, what a waste of, like, real talent.
I don't agree, man. I feel like all the jokes and the timing, delivery and all of that, it actually stays pretty stable throughout the movie. Even when this slightly ridiculous climactic action sequence is happening, which is meant to be satire, so it's very over the top. But
it's
like,
not meant to be satire.
Of course
it's meant to be slapstick. You're confusing the word slapstick with satire.
Whatever.
The only movie to combine both was Jaane Bhi Do Yaaro.
Whatever it was. I mean, even when all of that's happening, Khadak Singh and his army are fighting Kabira and his army, and like the police are involved. Shaktiman, firstly. Bloody Shaktiman is the inspector.
Oh, Shaktiman is the inspector. That's true. Do the characters that just pop out of nowhere in this movie, man? Om Puri.
Om Puri. What a cameo. The late, great Om Puri, man.
Late, great Om
Puri.
What
a cameo.
And then Asrani, man.
Asrani, I feel like, was wasted a little bit. I think he does so much
wasted.
More he can deliver.
It's so sad that he's reduced to this, man, Asrani.
Asrani's been reduced to this for like 25 years, man.
Yeah, but this was, you know, even closer to Sholay, you'd think he'd have more of a career. Okay, you know what? Before we harp on more about Babu Rao, and I'm sure like 10 Babu Rao dialogues are coming from your Babu Rao accent at some
he
point.
He calls the helmet a matka, bro. I mean, who did not find that funny? And he calls the visor a dhakkan.
Yeah, but in the same movie, one of the jokes is...
He sits down next to a tree, starts peeing, dude. This guy's so good.
I did like one dialogue when he's like, hey, Shyam, Raju bol raha hai kisi ka naam nahi lene ka. But in the same movie, it's just like the joke level is something like, yeah, so I knew you'd go down this road, and which is why I mean to move on to a different thing. I'm going to very generously concede something, which you might find surprising. I will concede Akshay Kumar in this movie. I think Akshay Kumar did a great job. In fact, I think Akshay Kumar was more reliably funny than Paresh Rawal in this movie, because Paresh Rawal, Babu Rao, you kind of just get used to it and then everything is typical. Akshay Kumar had gems in this movie, man. Like, he had that, like, the early blossoming of the Akshay Kumar vibe that we know now so much. And my favorite interchange was when Babu Rao and Akshay Kumar are fighting. What's Akshay Kumar's name? Shyam. No, the other one. Raju. And Babu Rao goes like, hey, ja ke khana bana. And Raju goes... बना रहा लेकिन दाल में तड़का नहीं लगाऊंगा एंड देन बाबू राव गोस हां मैं बिना तड़के खा के खा लूंगा एंड देन राजू गोस अब आए ना लाइन पे जस्ट दैट वाइब ही मेंटेन्स फॉर द मूवी अनदर रीजन व्हाई आई वाज हैप्पी टू सी अक्षय कुमार सुनील शेट्टी एंड परेश रावल ऑन स्क्रीन टुगेदर इज बिकॉज इट रिमाइंडेड मी ऑफ द फार सुपीरियर मूवी मिड 90s बॉलीवुड्स मोहरा
फार सुपीरियर मूवी
मिड 90s
मोहरा
डिफरेंट जॉनरा बट फार सुपीरियर That movie is the right use of these characters.
Okay. Shut up, please. For God's sake. Firstly, I am very surprised that you're conceding Akshay Kumar of all people. I have a slight note here, which I've written in my personal notes section. It says things that I didn't care for in this movie. It only has two entries. First is songs and second is Akshay Kumar.
Really?
I kind of hated him in
you
this movie.
You cared for Sunil Shetty in this movie.
Yes. And
I'm... Hey, Babu Bhaiya.
I'm so glad.
Hey, Babu Bhaiya. Babu Bhaiya, dekho, I'm Babu Bhaiya. Hey, Babu Bhaiya.
I'm so glad.
Hey, Nokri Babu Bhaiya. Nokri Babu Bhaiya. Tabu Babu Bhaiya. Nokri.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Firstly, we're going to refer to him as Anna. And Anna only.
I'm sorry.
Okay?
Anna.
I think this was Anna's best role. Let me complete. I think this was Anna's best role after Border. Obviously, who can forget Shakti Ma?
Oh, Shakti Ma.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a fan of him overall, right?
But wait, how dare you? How dare you not be a fan of Anna? He was in Mora.
Mora sucked ass. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mora did not suck ass.
I feel like you need to go watch Mora again.
I don't want to watch Mora again because I have great feelings about Mora. Yeah, I don't want to feel the way about Mora the way I do about Hera Fairy.
I'm sure they're going to go away in like the first 7 minutes or something.
But then you're conceding what happened with Hera Fairy. Exactly that.
No, I'm not.
Hey, Babu Bhaiya. My God, dude. Sunil Shetty was so annoying. And why would you give any role that requires dramatic heft to Anna? Babu Bhaiya, isse bura to koi hai Babu Bhaiya. Ye to jo aadmi apni maa ko katwa sakta hai bhaiya, wo to kisi Babu Bhaiya. Hey Babu Bhaiya.
Dude, I mean, I think this role is perfectly suited for him. He doesn't have the emotional depth to be that sort of an actor. He doesn't have the comic depth to be that sort of an actor. So it's just somewhere in the middle. And he kind of did it pretty perfectly.
He has no depth, basically, is what you're saying.
No. The only weak link, I think, in his characterization was that he was supposed to be from the Pind.
But he's supposed to be from the Pind. Him and Ompuri are supposed to be from the
same village.
Same village.
Yeah, right? So I think that was the only weak role.
I didn't even try attempting logic to that level while watching this.
But you know, one thing that I really loved about his performance was when Gulshan Grover, aka Kabira.
Ooh, Kabira speaking.
He's the kidnapper, right? They have a cross connection going, right?
Yeah, between Star Fisheries and Star Garage.
Right. So Kabira ends up calling these guys instead of Star Fisheries. And then the first time he calls up, he's like Kabira speaking.
When they're hammered, right?
They're hungover. They're waking up and Sunil Shetty's like, hello? They're like, Kabira speaking. He's like, okay. And he just puts the phone down. And then after that, he plays the fake Kabira to call up the granddad the entire time.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Best acting ever. Hello. Kabira speaking. So hilarious, dude.
Yeah, but what does he do in the next scene? Hey, Babu Bhaiya. Babu Bhaiya. Bachana pade Babu Bhaiya. Which brings me to drinking games.
Oh, let's do it.
Drinking games.
So, I have a very tight segment for drinking games.
Ooh.
To get drunk to the point you're blurring.
Okay.
Drink every time Paresh Rawal says, Kutriya. Which yeah. I'm guessing will be a few times, right?
Yeah.
To get to the point where you're slurring.
Okay.
Drink every time you spot super hairy 90s Bollywood chest.
That should get you slurring.
Which happens a few times as well.
Yeah.
All three of them. Yeah. Very happy to be chestacularly hairy.
Yep.
Throughout the movie.
And proud.
Hairy and proud. So we did blurring, slurring. To get to the point where you're racial slurring, drink every time you hear the words Babu Bhaiya. Babu Bhaiya. By the end of it, you will not be fit for society anymore.
That sounds like a great game, dude. I like that. I'm down. Also, coming back to Anna.
Anna?
This is one dialogue where Kabira calls him up and he's like, Hari patti tayyar hai. And he's like, Aapne paan mangaya tha ya paise?
Why are you laughing? That is the dumbest slap. Somebody gets paid to write this stuff. I can't believe it. Priyadarshan basically learned how to make Bollywood movies with this movie and then got better. I mean, honestly, Bhool Bhulaiya is a better movie than this.
No way. I don't think any of Priyadarshan's movies cross this one. It's so good.
Some random shit that's happening in this
ye
movie,
Babu Rao ka style.
Okay,
His glasses, dude. He has magnifying glasses on for like... It's so good. Everything's so good
Once
about this
in
movie.
A while, yes, Paresh Rawal's Babu Bhaiya character will make me laugh. Teri machi ko main mast tel mein fry karke kha gaya. Ya chamaila, fun rak. The kind of things that are happening in this movie, I mean, a lot of it during the songs, I know you want to skip past the songs. At one point, Dude, at one point, there's like five things I'm remembering at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you some of the funniest ones. Okay? At one point, they end a song with the naked ass of a kid for no reason. At another point, Akshay Kumar, in one of his daydreams, he's playing the violin. And then, for no reason, what is the stick that you play with the violin called? Let's just call it violin stick, okay?
Okay.
He takes the violin stick and there's a girl next to him, right? Who he's daydreaming about. He starts brushing the girl's teeth with the violin stick. Like, how are these people, or Akshay Kumar, how is he considered the fine actor he is today? Like, he had to go through all this stuff.
I honestly don't like Akshay Kumar.
I mean, I actually do like him now. He does cool projects. He's a very hard worker. It's just a pity he had to go through all this. But then again, he made Mohra, so, you know, he had a good face.
Mohra. Gulshan Grover, dude. That first scene where, like, Kabira comes in.
So you're just going to name all the actors in this movie in a very, like, orgasmic way. And that's your argument. Oh, my God. Like, Om Puri, dude. Gulshan Grover, dude.
Okay. Just beat this. I'm sure you cannot beat this. Kabira's entry scene. When he just calls up, okay? And he's like, Kabira speaking. Obviously, we've spoken about the intro where Sunil Shetty just puts the phone down. He turns to his associate. He's like, ye number galat hai. And his associate just looks at him. He's like, nahi, number to sahi hai. Teen takle, 1212. And he's like, kya? 888-1212.
I had that down as an example of the low level of this humor. That's it, man. I get it now. We just have different standards, bro. You know, I'm just more...
takle, 1212.
What are you... You're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing yourself. Stop laughing at that joke. I had noted that down as a bad example of comedy. Why are you still laughing? I'm judging. I can't do this podcast with you anymore.
I have tears in my eyes, dude. Teen takle, 1212.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God. You're Rikishi Fatu humor is meant for you.
then he calls up Sunil Shetty again. And he's like, teri poti mere kabze mein hai. And Sunil Shetty is like, theek hai, main apne bete ko bolunga ki wo apni beti ko jaake bacha le. And then he turns to Babu Bhaiya and he tells everything. He's like, "Hey, ye Kabira speaking mast naam hai, yaar."
The only reason I'm laughing is because you're a loser and you're losing it.
Dude, I want to go watch this movie again, man. Jesus.
During one of the songs, Sunil Shetty is literally beating a girl up. What is that about? What is happening? He is punching her. He's literally punching a girl.
You do realize, like, the past six arguments against this movie that you had are songs.
Boom, 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 bro.
Boom, boom, boom.
All of the songs had some stupid sound effect, like kiti kiti kitna, kiti kiti kitna, kintana kinta. What is going on? Like, is this movie made for, like, literally mentally handicapped people?
You're just forcing my hand now. I have no choice but to play the trump card on you.
Oh, no.
No. Fake news.
Trump card.
All your stupid ass points about the songs of this movie are fake news.
But
are CNN. You are fake news. You must go home back to Mexico.
Okay.
Fake news.
All right. I don't
know. You are hugely fake news. Huge. Huge fake news.
I don't need it. The point is, this movie, the direction is so weak, man, by Priyadarshan. I wish it was, you know what, if this movie was a little more grounded, like, they didn't go crazy and they try to keep it realistic because they try to have grounded drama, right? Like, Babu Rao as a character, even though he's slapstick and out there, he actually remained very grounded, whereas everything happening around them wasn't grounded at all. So maybe it just needed to be a little more grounded. Like, one of my favorite comedies in Bollywood is actually Delhi Belly. And the reason is, it's ludicrous, but it actually remains grounded. It's like set in the real world. I would have loved that.
Dude, you know, one small thing which I really enjoyed thoroughly every time it happened in the movie was that Golmaal song which would pop up.
Oh, you know, that was actually one of the things I was willing to concede of that movie. That's pretty funny. There's a great use of the song.
And then it's like the only Anna can hear it, no one else can hear it. Chalna yaar, kya gana ka, phir se gana aa gaya, chalna yaar. It's so good, dude. Like, just highlights, like, the situation perfectly.
That was great. It also worked as a great throwback because I guess this type of movie and Hera Feri as a title and the song Golmaal, they're all like old school movies, basically.
Yeah.
I like that. That was good.
You know, other small things like that action sequence they're having in, like, Om Puri and Shaktiman are constantly fighting each other. The fact that Shaktiman's supposed to be the inspector, And he gets absolutely no respect being the inspector. And the fact that he's Shaktiman.
The guy's trying to be a proper actor. Why are you pigeonholing him, man? He's probably struggled with that all his life.
I guess, man. But like, that's actually what happens, right? And like, Akshay Kumar just becomes Monkey Man all of a sudden. He can climb whatever he wants. Like, he threw a baby, dude. He threw the granddaughter, like, and Sunil Shetty ended up catching her.
At it's one point, Akshay Kumar and Sunil Shetty are swinging Paresh Rawal as though he's a baby. And then they're giving him, like, baby bumps, like, when they're all hammered, I guess.
Hum hai seedhe saadhe Akshay, Akshay.
That's not the right movie, not the right song. What are you doing?
The fact that he has a song about himself in one of his movies.
Just, it's too good. It's too good.
Kabhi bang, kabhi boong, kabhi Akshay, Akshay.
Anna needs a song like that, man. Why would you cast Anna in a dramatic... Like, the guy is... Cardboard is more emotive than Anna. Why would you give him any serious role whatsoever? Why add drama to this movie at all and then to rest it on Anna, man? That's so sad.
Dude, I just love the fact that this movie had emotions within laughter. Okay, like Akshay Kumar's mom, that entire arc, Om Puri actually needing money for his Banno's wedding, Tabu's family
wasn't,
situation.
I know you'll say you loved it, but wasn't it all, like Tabu's family, wasn't it all the weakest part of the movie?
No, the fact that they made something comical come out of that is actually kudos to the director there and the entire script writing crew, right? It's not like that emotional sequence followed a period in the movie which was just sad. It didn't happen. Immediately the next bit in the movie was back to like the comic relief aspect of it, and that's what I really respected about it. It's not like
you're
it
actually
pulled it
trying
down.
To turn this into like a real film criticism. This is a story of India and the Indian dream, and
not at all
breaking out of poverty and debt, and Babu Rao is actually struggling, and you know Tabu is like, you know, just suffering from like the weight of her burden of her mother, and yet she's sacrificial.
Kabhi bang, kabhi boong, kabhi Akshay, Akshay. Dude, just like this one line from one of these emotional scenes just summarizes it, okay? Khushiyan baantne se badhti hain, dukh baantne se kam ho jata hai. Wow, dude. Oh my god, dude.
Wow.
Mind blown, life lesson.
Us time Twitter hota na, to explode ho jata. Bro, hashtag heraferi to explode hi ho jata.
Full on emotions within laughter.
Kutriya Sala.
Babu Rao, man. Jesus. Did he get like a national award for this? He should have, right?
Ek khamba leke a khamba. Bro, daru.
And then when he thinks he's getting super rich and he's calling all those people over who he owes money to,
yeah.
He calls this one guy. He's like, son, ab ye khamba amba se nahi chalega. Ab na mera upar wali tanki mein na daru bhar de. Jab chahiye hoga nalka khol ke daru phenka. Oh god, dude, what a
it
legend,
had its
dude.
Moments, but man, I wish I hadn't seen it again. I really wish I had. I wish I could have just preserved these memories. I'm gonna get other people to do this podcast, dude. It's too painful.
I'm so glad I got to watch this movie again, and I'm kind of glad this show is a thing, because I would have probably not seen it again for the foreseeable future. So
you're just going to take whatever I say and then say the opposite
because,
and claim it as original thought.
Oh, no. I'm not claiming original thought.
Which is exactly what the director did in this movie.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I don't have a finer point there.
Please.
It just dragged down
comedy?
The shoulders of the giants before it. Instead of standing on them, it just dragged them down. Like Jaane Bhi Do Yaaro and Andaaz Apna Apna and other better comedy movies I haven't seen, like Angoor and other Bollywood movies I haven't bothered to see. It just ripped them off and
kabhi
just...
Kabhi bang, kabhi boom, kabhi Akshay, Akshay.
That's the second time you're using that.
I don't even know any other line from the song, but it's just Akshay Kumar, man.
All right, I think I've exhausted everything I had to say about this movie, similar to the way the movie exhausted me.
Nice try, man, nice try. This was a good one, and I feel bad for you, dude.
What feel bad, dude? This movie is the
fake news. Fake news.
Is that your Trump impression, news. By the way?
It comes from within, dude. News. Fake news.
What if Trump and Babu Rao had a baby?
That is quite a visual, man. That hair, that blob of hair on Babu Rao's head.
Yeah, and Babu Rao's back hair on Trump. But how would it sound, Vikram?
Oh, Trump with Babu Rao's glasses.
Yeah. But how would it sound?
I don't know. I don't know if...
I'll set you up. Okay.
Wait, is the kid Hindi speaking or English speaking?
You can decide.
Okay.
Mr. President, ye aapka kaun sa hairstyle hai?
ye babu aapka style hai.
So, that was this week's episode of Film Feud Bollywood. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Now, we feud it and you get to decide by logging on to Twitter and letting us know your thoughts on who you think won.
Obviously, I won. If anybody bothers watching it again,
fake
I did.
News.
Vikram, the feud is over. Thanks very much.
It's still fake news. Fake news is fake news.
Keep your terrible Trump impression away from me.
Film Feud.
Can we move on? We're dating this podcast, by the way, with your impression.
My bad.
But yeah, don't forget to vote, guys. And also don't forget to follow us or subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts.
You can also find out more on munchermedia.com.
Don't forget to tune in for next week's feud. Till then, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.